KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 41. Good morning. George Blummer in with Cool 105.5 News today, Thursday, April 26th. News sponsored by Chickasha Monument Company, Mike Day with State Farm Insurance, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and the First National Bank and Trust. Sunshine, beautiful day today. Have a high about 70. Half an inch of rain or so downtown Chickasha yesterday morning. A special closed-door meeting at Chickasha City Hall today to discuss some real estate issues. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
Honor a life well lived. Remember those well loved with a beautiful monument by Ellich from Chickasha Monument Company. Serving Chickasha since 1923. We have a complete selection of quality memorials designed and engraved in our shop at 1604 South 10th. At the entrance to Rose Hill Cemetery, we have a large selection, custom designs, professional installation, and statewide delivery. Monuments by Ellich at Chickasha Monument. Phone 224-5003.
The three newest members of the Chickasha City Council will have their first ever behind-closed-doors meeting of the panel in a special meeting today. David Sykes, Joe Mulder, Zach Grayson just sworn into office a couple of weeks ago. The agenda for the special meeting of the branch of the council, the Chickasha Municipal Authority, calls for the possible sale of some city-owned land. The panel to consider the appraisal and possible sale of property in the University Heights addition. The group may set a purchase price during the closed-door portion of the meeting. The agenda also calls for the possible sale of four lots to Paul Thompson Jr., which would be done in a public vote. The plans for those lots not disclosed on the agenda. There's also a special meeting of the City Council today, which will be an open session to discuss a single issue. The panel to consider waiving the bidding requirement to purchase and install about $7,300 of equipment from a state contract, equipment that's needed for a fifth wheel. The special meeting starting at 5:30 this afternoon at City Hall. Low-income Oklahomans who receive some DHS and federal assistance may also get some additional help for job training. Governor Mary Fallon signing a bill designed to have the Department of Human Services enhance partnerships it has with career tech, community colleges, and other training programs. The measure would focus on the DHS clients who are part of the federal TANF program or temporary assistance for needy families. A press release from the governor's office said the new law should expand opportunities for TANF recipients to participate in and complete employment and training opportunities. The new law goes into effect the 1st of November. More cool news coming right up.
If you're a renter, you may never know why the neighbor's dog barks at 3 a.m. every single night. Or why the guy upstairs always talks to you about his rash problem.
It's looking really weird today.
You may also not know State Farm can save you hundreds by combining your auto and renter's insurance. So protect your car and your stuff with one good neighbor, your State Farm agent. It could save you time and money. One more way, we're here to help life go right.
Call Mike Day at 224-1968 or visit MikeDayAgency.com.
Oklahomans will vote in June on a proposal to legalize medical marijuana. That issue will be getting a lot of discussion over the next 8 weeks, and tonight it will be addressed by District Attorney Jason Hicks. He's guest speaker at the monthly meeting of Grady County Republicans. Hicks recently ran unopposed for a third term as DA. He'll be joined at tonight's meeting by a couple of Republican candidates on the June 26th ballot, including Charles Wells, running for House District 56, and Brian Bingman, a candidate for Corporation Commissioner. The Grady County GOP meets at 6:30 tonight at the Canadian Valley Technology Center. High school students that may want to one day run their own business have an opportunity to go to crash course on what they might need to do. An innovation business camp to be offered to students to learn the basics of how to build a business plan, get real-world experience and knowledge on how to start and build a business, and even network with local business owners and operators and community leaders. It's a three-day course sponsored by the Chickasha Economic Development Council and Zippity's Laser World. It's available to all high school students. There is a $99 fee for the three-day course, but some financial assistance may be available. The camp set for Thursday, May 31st through Saturday, June 2nd. Interest forms available online at zippities.com/camp. Chickasha's OSU Research Station hosting its annual Wheat Field Day tomorrow. Wheat producers in the region can get an update about the current crop and other important information about the commodity. Manager Michael Pettijohn encourages producers to spend a few hours with OSU wheat developers and get information about the grain market as well as new directions for wheat. Registration tomorrow morning at 8:30, the program at 9, and should be wrapping up about noon. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange up to $68.05 a barrel. London-based Brent crude right at $74. Natural gas up to $2.78 per million BTU. Gold at $1,323. Silver $16.59. Obituaries today include 86-year-old Ronald Douglas of Chickasha. Funeral at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Sevier Funeral Home. He was a U.S. Army veteran. Our weather forecast calling for sunshine today and high about 70. Right now, it's fair, 41 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Aravana is defined as the ultimate level of comfort you'll achieve with the presence of a new Lennox home comfort system. And now when you buy a new Lennox system at DeHart Air Conditioning, you can choose between up to $1,700 in rebates or up to 72 months interest-free financing. Airvana is just another way we make you feel better. So call DeHart Air Conditioning at 405-224-0184 or visit us at DeHartAC.com.
One bank, one local bank, one crazy mad about you community bank. That's First National. If you're involved in the community served by First National Bank, you know us. Our people live to serve. We're in the chamber. We're active in local churches. You meet us at the stock shows, arts festivals, parades, and charity events that bring our community to life. So if you're looking for a bank that cares about the community as much as you do, there's only one bank, one local bank. First National Bank and Trust Company, 11 locations to serve you. Member FDIC.
In sports, a lot of postseason high school baseball getting underway today. The Class 4A bi-district tournament's going on. Chickasha going to Elgin for a couple of games today. That's a best-of-three series. If necessary, game would be tomorrow. And at Arco, going to Paul's Valley. Bridge Creek heading over to Weatherford. Newcastle at Cache. Class A and B regional baseball tournaments get underway today with AMPO, Fort Cobb, Broxton, and Fletcher hosting Class A regionals. Lokiba Sickles hosting a Class B regional. At Amber Pocasset today, the 5th-ranked Panthers will open up with Empire, and the other opening game is number 12 Rattan and number 6 Morrison. At Fort Cobb Broxton, the 4th-ranked Mustangs will face Okarchi, while number 11 Pioneer Pleasantvale takes on Wacomas. At Fletcher, the 6th-ranked Wildcats take on neighboring Sterling, while number 10 at Navajo will go up against Elmore City. At Lokiba Sickles, the 4th-ranked Panthers begin with Maud, while number 12 Varnum will open with Southwest Covenant. One game from each of the regionals go on to the state tournament next week. Now, Class 2A and 3A baseball district tournaments start today. Class 2A, Dibble hosting Kanawha in a best-of-three affair. Apache hosting Winniewood. Minko has already won their 2A district, so they're already in next week's regionals. Class 3A, Riverside at St. Mary's. Lindsay at Comanche. Marlowe gets a bye into the regional next week. Class A through 6A regional softball tournaments also get underway today. For Class 5A, Blanchard is a host site. In Class 3A, AMPO will play Winniewood in their first-round game. They're playing over at Caddo. Apache hosting a 3A regional. They will play Moreland in a first-round game. 2A, top-ranked Central High hosting. They will play Davenport. Binger Oney also hosting a 2A regional. They will face Sterling in the opener. And for Class A, Mountain View Goaty Bow will play Asher in their opening game at Caney. Two teams from each softball regional will go on to the state tournaments next week. USAO baseball team putting their number 8 ranking on the line today. They are on the road in Muskogee today to take on Baycombe. That is a Sooner Athletic Conference game today. Drovers in the final weekend of the regular season. They are tied for first place in the Sooner Athletic Conference with Oklahoma City University. Quite a game for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Last night, it didn't look good. They were down by 25 points early in the third quarter, but they staged their biggest comeback in team history to rally for a 107-99 win over the Utah Jazz to stay alive in the first round of the Western Conference NBA playoffs. Russell Westbrook had 45 points. Paul George had 34, but the Thunder still trail the Jazz 3-2 in the best of seven series. Game 6 in Salt Lake City tomorrow night. Again, a must-win game. If the Thunder can do that, they'll force a 7th and deciding game, which would be played in Oklahoma City on Sunday. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, Mike Day with State Farm Insurance, and Chickasha Monument Company.